Hello, Ileana. How are you?
Hi, Judith. Fine. And you?
Great. So I wanted to interview you because you had a great and amazing experience. You're one of the the most successful graduates from our program. And I really would like you to tell other people your story so that you can inspire other people to do the same. And I really would like you to share your story. First off, what was the reason you entered the program? How were you feeling at that time?
Okay. Well, first of all, when I started with my symptoms, I didn't realize I was ill. You know, I thought it was like stress and a lot of work and maybe something emotional. Mm-hmm. But I didn't realize back then that it was just like these, all these emotions going through my body. So when I go to the, when I went to the doctor and they, and he told me that I have like my thyroid ill, and I don't know how to say in English, hyperthyroidism, or how do you say it? Okay. I was very scared at first because it was the first time that I was very ill in my life. You know, it was very, very scary. And when I went to the doctor, like the traditional doctor, and he told me that he will have to give me this thing to kill my thyroid. And
the iodine, right? Radioactive iodine. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was more scared. And I didn't want that for me and my body. So I started looking like something else to a different treatment. So I first got to this amazing doctor and starting to feel like a little bit better, but something inside me told me that it wasn't going to be enough, that it was something else. And then one day here in this podcast, I hear you. And at the moment, it makes sense to me. You know, it was like, that's the thing I was looking for. Mm-hmm. So that's why, because for me, it wasn't an option killing my thyroid. You know, it wasn't an option, and it wasn't an option either to take pills all my life. Mm-hmm. And feeling like I was feeling tired all the time. I was down to my weight, like 12 kilos, yeah. And my heart was beating all the time. I was shaking. I couldn't sleep. That was not life. So when I started with your program, immediately I start feeling better, you know, mm-hmm. simply with the detox of the liver and taking the vitamins and doing the yoga practice every day. Mm-hmm. In the first week, I was like sleeping well, feeling less anxious. I was shaking less, and my stomach, it was healing. You know, it was like magic.
Amazing.
Something like that. And then you, and when I started taking the sessions with you, I begin to understand that my first feeling that it wasn't my thyroid that was ill, but it was ill because of something else, my emotions and the way I was living my life. Mm-hmm. In this very, being very hard on me, very perfectionist, trying to save the world. And it was, you know, I found out that it was very from the ego. I was living like trying to be better than anyone else. And I think that was for a long time, then was that my thyroid gate ill. You know, it was like the symptom, but the real illness was in my emotions.
Mm-hmm. And then what was the most unexpected discovery of your recovery? Because through the program, we go through different topics, but maybe you didn't relate the thyroid problem to some of them, no? But it would be really interesting to know which was like the most surprising one that you didn't realize that it was connected to your symptoms?
Discovering that I was a Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
That was very fascinating because I didn't relate that those kind of behaviors with my illness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was very, very surprising that something that I thought that it was good, you know, because I was very responsible. I was like very successful, earning a lot of money, having these great jobs. I thought that I was like very success and I was doing what they expect from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I bought these expectations and become this very uptight person, you know, very inflexible, a person who I wasn't saying what I want to say. I wasn't communicating the way I wanted. I wasn't like being myself. So I think that was the most surprising thing that I found out.
And how has your relationship with yourself and your archetype changed with the tools, or how do you approach? Because we know that our archetype doesn't quite change, right? It's like a programming that we have since childhood. But then how do you approach it? How have you become friends with it, or how have you been feeling more peaceful?
Yeah, I found out that if I stopped fighting with this Wonder Woman, it was more easy. So I start being friend with her and trying to understand her. It was like, okay, you were raised this way. I understand that. And now that every time that this Wonder Woman tries to take control of the situation,
mm-hmm.
I know that I can stop her and say, okay, it's okay. You don't have to control that, you know? And then I change my thoughts and then my emotions and my behaviors. So I found that becoming a friend with her, trying to understand why she does the thing she does. She only wants to, I don't know, do the thing that she knows. But now I know that I don't have to follow her. She helped me a lot in my life. So I'm not going to, you know, to suppress her, but listen to her, because sometimes I need that Wonder Woman, but not all the time.
Exactly. Amazing. And then I think your practices, because one thing that I remember of you, of having these results, were your daily practices. And also these gave the result was, you know, a new approach to your business, to your creativity, mm-hmm. because I remember that new projects emerged, right? So that's something really great about a healthy person. It's like his or her own dreams are being accomplished. So I remember you telling me about your trips, no, about, you know, finding new relationships, and, you know, what are some of the changes that you made or that you made happen in your life after the program or during the program?
Yeah, it was like an unblocking a creative label that I wasn't aware of. Mm-hmm. And immediately, it like you said, it was like I have a lot of ideas. And you know, it was a lot of ideas, but at the same time, permission to hear, to listen to my ideas. Because maybe if, I don't know, in another time, I will have the same ideas, but never listen to me or give me the chance to give myself the chance to put it out there and make something. Mm. And with the program, it was like, you know, it's something that I'm very thankful about the illness. Because I was able to do this program, and now my ideas are coming true. They're not just ideas. Mm-hmm. You know about my project, Savvy to Be. And
yeah.
Now it's a reality and it's a constant in my life. You know, mm-hmm. I have like, it's been like 1 year and a half And for me, it's a life project.
Mm-hmm.
And that project has made me able to have another ideas and more projects, involve more people, and it's a very big drive in my life.
Such great news. You know, I'm so happy because I remember the first session that we have, and you know, your evolution has been super inspiring for me.
Thank you. You're very inspiring to me too. You know, I was like, thank you for Sana Tu Tiroides. You know, it's gracias, because if it wasn't for you, I no longer have my thyroids and I will be on pills and I will be, I don't know what, but I love this version of me. So thank you.
So thankful for your discipline too. And
that's a very important part, you know, the discipline. For me, when I started the program, it was like, I want to do this and I'm going to. Because for me, like I said, it was not option to take the pills or the radioactive thing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was will and it was discipline. And that's very important. Like to today, for me, it's very disciplined. It's like, I'm going to get up in the morning and the first thing I'm going to do is my practice. Because it's the thing that make me center and aware and thankful and don't forget everything that I learned.
Exactly. So it's a great example. So I'm really inspired by everything that you have been doing and that you will continue to do, because of course your voice has already unleashed, no? Your creativity is already unleashing.
Yeah.
So it would be really inspiring also, because right now we're in a different moment of Sana Tu Tiroides, and also which is the version of the Thyroid Health Institute in Spanish, no? So what would you like to say to someone that is starting his or her own journey towards healing themselves? And what would you say to them when you were, for example, starting, what would be some encouraging words?
Okay. Believe that you can heal yourself. That do everything that the program do it with an intention of love. Take off the fear, because the fear doesn't have room in this program.
Mm-hmm.
And believe in your process. Every one of us has different times, different paces. So respect your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and just do it.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Such a great experience. And see you soon. And it will be really amazing to see you thrive all the time. And may you have a healthy thyroid for life.
Yay.
Thank you, Iliana.
Thank you, Judith.
Bye.